right, that's good singing all the way around. We bless the Lord for how good God's been, what He's done, what He's doing. Take your Bible, if you will. We're going to be looking over there in the book of Matthew, chapter number 1. Matthew, chapter 1. And as you look there in the place, you find the place you're able to stand. We're just going to read a couple of verses to get started and kicked off with. And so notice, if you will, please, verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on the wise, when as His mother was espoused to Joseph before they came together, He was found with child of the Holy Ghost. And then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, not willing to make a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take thee Mary, thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. No, you notice that there the Lord speaking, he's going to save people from sin, not in sin. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Now, Father, we ask your blessings upon the reading of the word, and we do thank you for it, and we praise you that thou art God beside thee, there's none else. We pray you'd bind the devil, have a demon assigned to hinder, call to our remembrance everything you'd have us know, everything you'd have us speak, and Lord, nothing more, nothing less. We'll thank you in advance for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, and be seated. We made a statement or two this morning there in Sunday school about everybody knows the Bible story and about the manger and about everybody being able to go there, and there was no room for them. So as a result of it, they couldn't find room in the inn. And as a result, they ended up going in there to a manger. Let me say to you that I made the statement and I ask you this question. I know we know the story about the baby in the manger. Do you know the Lord in the free pardon of sin? In this lesson that we're looking at, I want to preach on Christ the Savior is born. Now, we're looking in Matthew here, and it's given in the other Gospels a bit here and there. And especially over there in the book of Luke, you'll find out that it's given there, chapter 1 and chapter number 2, about the birth of the Lord and about Joseph and Mary and about going there and why they went to be taxed and so forth and on. But I want to see something, if you will, please, in chapter number 1 of the book of Matthew, verse 1. Now, the Bible said the book of the generation of Jesus Christ. He's the son of David. You know what that means? It means he has right to the throne. That's about him. He's the King of kings, the Lord of lords. And notice another thing. He's not only the son of David, but the son of Abraham. That means he has right to the land. In this Bible lesson that we're looking at, you'll find there's been a silence between the book of Malachi and the last words that he said. Between there and the first chapter in the book of Matthew that we begin to read, you'll find out there's been 400 years of silence that God has not spoken. I want to ask you this here. Has God ever spoken to your heart whatsoever? Oh, yeah, he has spoken to mine through the word of the Lord more than one time. There was a time that somebody was lost sitting on the pew where I was, and I'll never will forget whenever he finally got through to my hard head and hard heart. It was me that he was trying. It wasn't my brother. It wasn't my sister. It was me, oh Lord, that was standing in the need of prayer. I want to wonder if you're here this morning, you're not saved, why are you not? I mean, there's no telling, probably there's not a soul in here that hadn't heard the story of the babe in the manger, that hadn't heard that over and over again in hundreds of times, and yet you still do not know the Lord and the free pardon of sin. See? Now, I got to tell you, whenever you begin to look into this lesson that's here, you'll find out after 400 years of silence, we're about to sing, we have heard the joyful sound, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Spread the tidings all around. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. He's in the saving business. now in the lesson there, isn't it amazing how that the virgin birth? You know, there's never been anybody else ever born of a virgin. In fact, they born of a virgin, and there's been a few young ladies that on their wedding night, they may have gone there as a virgin, and they left not as a virgin, but Mary had a child. His name was the Lord Jesus Christ. She is a virgin when she conceived by the Holy Spirit of the Lord, and she was a virgin after that the child was born, and after that he was taken and laid even in the manger. Let me say to you, her and her husband Joseph, they never had children, and they never came together as a husband and a wife until after the firstborn child had been born, namely the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In this lesson here that you're going to look at is that the Bible tells us that he was holy, harmless, he was undefiled. I'm glad to know that he was the Lord himself that sent that sign and sent that Savior to you and I, that we might be washed by the blood and born into the family of God. Let me tell you something. We were born sinners, and he was born holy. You and I were born guilty, and he was born harmless. He was holy, he was harmless, he was undefiled, and make no mistake about it that whenever the Lord Jesus Christ began his ministry, you're going to find out he was consecrated forevermore by the touch of God and by the hand of God. In this lesson here that you're looking at, you're going to find out there's a birth that is mentioned. Let me ask you this, if you had the new birth, do you know him in the free pardon of sin? Well, I can remember when I used to go and sit in church, and man, the Holy Ghost of God would beat upon my heart's door, and I wondered for a while if there was somebody on the pew, I said, that God was trying to get their attention. Not many days afterwards, I realized that problem was solved whenever I confessed that it's me, O Lord, that stands in the need of prayer. I'm the one that you're getting a hold of. I'm the one you're trying to wake up here and to show me myself. Let me tell you something. You're lost without God and born into a world of sin. You're born in need of the Savior. Now, you may not believe it, and you may not want to receive it, and that's your privilege, but you'll bust hell wide open one of these days. See? God's not going to pass you by. You're going to find out. That's the reason why the old songwriter, pass me not, O gentle Savior, and hear my humble cry. And while on others I are calling, do not pass me by. I'm glad whenever he came knocking, he didn't pass me up. You're sitting here this morning, you're saying, well, you know, I can't say that. You could when this day's ended, if you would. You can be able to come to him as an empty-handed beggar, be washed by the blood, born into the family of God. Let me tell you, he made it possible that the new birth might be yours and might be ours, full and free by the grace of God. You know, I was thinking in this lesson here that you're looking at, the Bible said the Lord's going to show himself a sign, he's going to give you a sign, he's going to show you a Savior. And let me tell you, that's what this is all about here this morning. You'll find out that the Lord Jesus Christ has given us that sign, has given us that Savior, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You know, God sent forth not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved by the grace of God. I was thinking about the birth there that's mentioned there in this chapter. Isn't that something? After 400 years of silence between Malachi and Matthew, here you're going to find that the Lord has begun to open up a way and to show us that we can be washed by the blood, born into the family of God, and made whole in the blood of the Lamb. I want to say to you that when you begin to look into it, this is not only about the birth, the new birth, but you're going to find out that it's about the bride of Christ. And let me tell you right now, you're going to find out right here that the birth of Jesus was on this wise, and whenever his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found the child of the Holy Ghost. Now, I want to tell you that I'm glad to know that God's in the forgiving business, aren't you? And you're going to find out is that the will of God and the mind of God is that a man and a woman, that they don't come together one with another in a sexual manner. that they don't come together after the manner of men and women do. They don't come together like that before that they've said, I do. Do you remember over there in the book of Hebrews, whenever he said that marriage is honorable and all and the bed undefiled? But adulterers and whoremongers, God shall judge. I got to say to you that it's good to be saved. It's good to know the Lord. And it's good to be able to see the example that not only he laid down himself, but that he preached himself, that you and I might be holy and harmless and blameless, the sons of God. Now, I want you to see that, if you will, please, that in chapter 3 of the book of Matthew, you're going to find out there's a baptism that's mentioned. And let me tell you what it is. The Lord Jesus Christ, whenever he was being baptized of John the Baptist in the Jordan River, he was baptized there, not because he needed anything, but because he was manifesting himself to Israel who the Son of the living God was. Now, you'll find that in Matthew chapter 3, and if you read that over there sometime, you'll find that whenever he was baptized, whenever John the Baptist brought him up out of the Jordan River, that the heavens opened up, that the Spirit like a dove descended upon him, and he heard the voice that came from heaven from the Father and said, "This is my beloved Son." Son, his only begotten Son. I was thinking about in this lesson, it's there. You're going to find out the reason why Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. You know, the very first thing, if you're not saved here this morning, let me ask you a question. If you're not saved this morning, can you remember when God spoke to your heart and tugged at your heart and began to speak to your mind? If you're not saved this morning, do you know you've not done the very first thing God intended for you to do? Seek first, the Bible said, the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Now, you know, it's not hard to get join up with a Baptist church. But it's a hard thing to be able to face yourself like you are with your need for Christ. It's not hard to be able to go along with the rest of the flow and the crowd that's in the world. But it's going to be real hard for you to face, hey, listen, it's me that's got a need in my soul for a Savior. You know, as I was growing up, my mom and daddy taught me these same things. And you know, whenever I was growing up, I want to tell you right now, is that it was good to finally find a young lady like my wife. And we've been married, what, now 57 years. 57 years, so you'll know. And that's no excuse for you to run out and go to get married. But anyhow, I was glad. But you know, the greatest day of our lives is the day that God came knocking on our heart's door and snatched us as a brand from the burning and saved our soul from the devil's hell and let us call upon him and seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, that we might be born into the family of God. What a day that was. What a day that will be. I want to say to you that when you begin to look into it, when God speaks to your heart, he speaks to you about him, and he speaks to you, and about what you need in him. I wonder this morning, is it not worthy to be able to seek first the kingdom of God? Sure that it is. I want to tell you something. The Bible said over there in the book of John, chapter number 1, about verse number 1 and verse 14, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. The Word was God, and the same was in the beginning with God. And the Bible says over there that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. I want to tell you, Jesus became us. Went to the cross of Calvary, bowed his head, gave up the ghost, said it's finished, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. This is all about what the Lord did for you and I, that we might be born into the family of God. By the time you get to chapter number 4 in the book of Matthew, you're going to find out there's a temptation, there's a battle that's raging between the Lord and the devil. And you'll find out that he goes to tempting him and said, if thou be the Son of God, I've got to tell you, no yes and buts about it. He is the Son of the living God, God incarnate in human flesh. Here's what he said. He says, command these stones that they might be made bread, the devil told him. And you know what Jesus said? He defended himself by using the word of the Lord. That's a good practice, isn't it? Yes. Every time the devil tempts you, you ought to know a Bible verse to refute it. And you'll find that whenever Jesus defended himself, he said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Why do you think that the world we live in hates the Bible so very much? I'll tell you why. It's the word of the Lord that you might defend yourself with. It's the word of the Lord that will awaken you to your need for Christ. And let me tell you something right now is, you'll find that provision is not worth going after. Protection, listen, if you don't know the Lord, you're not going to be protected. And you're going to find out all the possessions in this world is never going to be able to supply the emptiness that you have in your heart. In Matthew chapter 4, Jesus Christ defeated the devil by it is written, it is written, it is written again. I want to say to you that if you will please, in Matthew chapter number 5, whenever God began to speak, man, he spoke a lot. And there's a blessing that can be had. And you're going to find out that the characteristics of being able to know him in the free pardon of sin. Now, last but not least, I want to say to you that by the time you get over there to Matthew chapter number 7, there's a behavior and a behavioral pattern that's mentioned. Now, I want to ask you this here. Do you have a heart for God? Well, if you do, I can tell you the reason why you do is because he touched you, he saved you, and not only that, but he changed your behavior and he changed your mannerism. You know, nobody wants their kids, nobody wants their family, nobody wants their loved ones to die without the Lord and go to hell. You know, out of all the funerals I've ever preached in all these years of ministry, I've never had anybody walk up saying, hey, don't worry about my son, my daughter, my husband, my wife. Don't worry about them, preacher. Just go ahead and rear back and just let it fly because I'm afraid that God's going to let them fry. I've never had that. Let me tell you right now, whether you're in or out or up or down or whatever it is, nobody wants you to die without the Lord. Nobody does. There's going to be many in our families that do.
Yes, sir.
But nobody wants you to die without the Lord. And you see, that's the difference between you and what you are able to request of him and to be born into the family of God.
Yes,
I was thinking about in this lesson that's here, you know, over there in Matthew 7, there's two roads. One of them's a narrow road that leads to heaven. The other's a broad road that leads to hell. By the way, you're on one of them. You're on one of them. And make no mistake about it, that whenever you leave this world, what's going to matter, and all that's going to matter, is what have you done with Christ? What have you done with him? In fact, as you're going to find out over there on those two roads that he's talking about, many will say unto that day, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, done many wonderful works, so forth and all, cast out devils and done many wonderful works in thy name? And then Jesus will say unto them, depart from me, you're a worker of iniquity. I never knew you. Now, what a sad commentary that would be. I want to tell you right now, there's two robes. One of them's a robe of religion, and one of them's a robe of righteousness. You've got one of them on. I got to tell you right now is, make no mistake about it, if you're a real child of God, real sheep are real inside and out. Make no mistake about it. And then last but not least, let me tell you, there's two religions that are mentioned that are in the Bible. One of them's pure religion. And the other one is vain religion. I listen every week and I see people that are on the news media, and they're talking about this, and they're talking about that, and they're talking about children who have died and gone to heaven for 3 days, or gone to heaven for 30 minutes, or gone to heaven, and let me tell you, that's all a lie.
Yes, sir.
Whenever somebody comes on and says, well, hey, I happen to have died on the table, and here's what God showed me, they're lying, or just, well, they've certainly been deceived, deluded. Now, here's how I know that. This Bible said, as it is appointed unto man once to die. Let me tell you right now, make no mistake about it. If you show me a kid that died, saw the Lord, they'd still be with him. You see what I'm telling you? I'll tell you right now, you think I'd come back here after being able to see and get a glimpse of heaven? No. I'm glad the Lord had made it possible that, listen, if you live in the Lord and one of these days you'll die in the Lord. And make no mistake about it, it'll be sealed for all eternity. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, you're looking at me, and I realize, no, I'm not much to look at. But I want you to know you're looking at somebody that's hell-proof and heaven-bound.
Amen.
That's a promise I got from the Lord Jesus Christ. Whosoever shall call upon him shall be saved. Do you know him like that this morning? And if you say, no, preacher, I don't, wouldn't you like to? Well, you certainly can. Let's stand to our feet. Our heads are bowed. Our eyes are closed. Our Father, we ask your blessings while our musicians are coming. We ask your blessings now upon this sermon. And we pray that, Lord, that somehow or another you'll awaken every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl to whatever their need is for Christ. We thank you, thou art God. Beside thee, there's none else. Now bless your word to every heart. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.